Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And joining us is John Hall, Corporal, U.S. Marines from Inwood, New York. John, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And also on the program is Charles Buster Shafe, who's a retired Navy second-class motor machinist, veteran of World War II in Bedford, Virginia. Buster, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
So to both of you, how do you think in your own lifetime the celebration of Veterans Day has changed? John?
Really, for me personally, just serving in the military has just given me a whole sense of perspective as far as what service actually means. And for me, that's changed before I was in the military, military service meant really dying for your country. After I've served now, I really see the daily sacrifice that you go through. Because, if you're not at war, you're always training for it. So, you train for war, pray for peace.
Buster Shafe, how has Veterans Day changed in your lifetime?
Well, it has changed quite a bit because after World War II, of course, there were quite a few veterans left, and there were it was sort of a come and go thing, and now I think the country is realizing much more what the veterans had done in previous hours, days.
Quickly to both of you, what are you going to be doing today? Buster, you begin.
Well, I'll be going back to the memorial at Bedford, at the D-Day Memorial.
D-Day Memorial, and there's all kinds of ceremonies that are taking place there.
We will be having a service there at 11 o'clock.
And you were a part of the Normandy invasion during your service in World War II. John Hall, what are you going to be doing today?
Today, I'm back to the normal routine. I'll be going to school, going to work. But yesterday, I did celebrate with some close friends the Marine Corps' birthday in addition to Veterans Day.
Which is always celebrated the day before Veterans Day, right?
It's correct. November 10th, 1775 is the birthday of the Marine Corps.
The oldest service in U.S. history, right?
That's correct.
So what do you think would change people's view of national service so that maybe there was more of a sense that all of us are responsible for serving in some capacity towards our national goals? John, quickly.
I think really we want to see some leadership in politics, some leadership at home, too. Parents really need to instill the spirit of service in all capacities, not just in the military. But, yeah, I think giving back to the nation is one of the greatest things you can do.
Buster Shafe?
Well, the changes, I think, are for the better. And I think that we are going in the right direction.
Quite an election, huh, guys?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I won't ask you your partisan views, but it's certainly a week to be thinking about being an American, right?
Right.
Well, happy Veterans Day to both of you.
Thank you, sir.
Charles Buster Shafe, retired Navy second-class motor machinist from World War II, and John Hall, corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps in Inwood, New York. Thanks to both.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.